everyone, and welcome to the Super Fun Awesome Happy Time Pedal Show podcast.
Hey!
With special guest Craig.
Hello.
Who was nice enough to come and lend us his guitar playing abilities and also his Klon Centaur for our Klon shootout.
My pleasure, it was great fun.
Just finished. It was only about 8 hours in the making.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We were all exhausted.
The beer was delicious.
It was. That was a good beer.
Yeah, so on that note, so we just finished a Klon shootout. We had lunch. We're back. We've regrouped. We had our jelly wrestling match that we usually have after the videos just to calm down.
Was that jelly?
That was jelly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. KY jelly, same thing.
I thought it was something strange.
It's only jelly.
Yeah. So, and before we start, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go and check out our Facebook and Instagram. Just type in Super Fun Awesome, all in one word, and you'll probably find it. Or send us an email at superfunawesomehappytime@gmail.com. superfunawesomehappytime@gmail.com. Which is one thing we're always doing with our podcast. Whatever you're looking at right now while you're listening to this podcast, take a photo of it and post it on our Facebook page or email it to us, superfunawesomehappytime@gmail.com, so we know who you are and what you're looking at while you're listening to our podcast. You don't have to be in it, but anyway. So that's a formality. So, chaps. Chaps.
Roger.
I think, yeah, I'll roger that. So, Klon and Klon's shootout.
Yes.
Finally. This only took about a year off our lives.
Mm. Yep.
Maybe 6 months, but... thoughts.
Whew.
First thoughts, Alex.
Exhausting.
Okay, Craig?
Alex has a very steep driveway.
He does have a very steep driveway, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he
thanks
certainly
for, thanks
does.
Thanks for listening. And,
That's our opinions on the Klon shootout. Okay, so we had. Let's name them all while we have them there
we can see them all.
We had the Klon Centaur. And all the rainbows and butterflies and unicorns that come with it. We had the Ceritone, Centura, the Tone Monk Phoenix,
Pixie.
The Klon Archer Icon, the golden one, the Pedal Monsters Klon, the Green Child K818, the Anna Sound Savage. This is no particular order, by the way, just the way they're sitting in front of me. The Bondi Effect Sick As, the Idiot Box Effect Hanton? Mama's making Canton. Different thing, don't worry.
How do you work with him, mate?
The Keeley Oxblood.
So how you been, you good?
So
on the nail, the Wampler Tumnus.
I much prefer that chicken tonight, Ed, myself.
Right? The Rimrock Effects Mythical Overdrive.
I like your sunglasses.
The Klon KTR. The Mojo Hand Effect Sacred Cow.
I've got some Ray-Bans, but
the Matthews Effects. Architect, shut up!
Translucent brown?
And,
well, these were supposed to be
and,
brown.
And the Electro-Harmonic Soul Food.
Mm. did you mention the original?
You pricks. No.
Okay, and the original Klon.
And the original Klon, yes. So, first thoughts. Okay, first thoughts. What were... Okay, you Craig, you own the Centaur.
Yes.
You, Alex, you don't own it. First thoughts on the Centaur.
After you.
Oh,
after me?
No, Craig.
Oh, Craig. Okay, you. Okay.
First.
Okay, you, Craig.
Yeah.
Craig. Okay, so you own a Centaur. So what? Yeah. How do you use it? What do you like about it? How did you get it? Where did it come from? History lesson.
Made it come from a little place in country Victoria where I think I got it off some sort of heavy metal dude that it didn't do what it wanted, and I had a heavy metal pedal that did do what he wanted. So we both swapped type thing, and then the rest is sort of history, really. It's, I didn't realise what I had until later on in life when I got out of the hair metal band, starting listening to band, Pearl Jam especially, and geez, those guys sound cool, and you start to realise, hang on, they're using Klon Centaurs, and then, you listen to some of your artists and you look at the gear they use, and I'm thinking, hang on, they're all using this pedal, maybe this is why I like what these guys sound like, for what it does. Yeah. And we all felt sat here today and realised that that has got something that's,
it definitely
that's
has
unique.
Something.
It's not just a BS thing, it actually does sound better than
most other ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite a And I normally start off a gig. I think I told you guys, I think, yeah, I only use it a little bit, but it stays on the whole time because it's like one, you just can't go without it, you know.
It just makes it sound better.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
I was actually surprised that the original one, it was slightly scooped in the mid-range.
Yeah, which most of the other ones aren't. Yeah. They're quite mid-honky. Okay, first thing, the Clone Center versus Clone KTR. Thoughts?
That was the biggest thing that I didn't anticipate. I thought it would sound reasonably close, but to me it sounds the worst out of a lot of them for closeness. Like, I mean, it's got its use, but it's...
It was probably the least, out of all of them, the one that sounded the least like the original Clone, or one of the least sound, like, you know.
Supposedly, if it has got the same circuit, and, like, we dialed all the pedals in to suit where I've dialed mine in as a reference point, and... You know, we really had to play around with that pedal to even get it sound remotely close. If it was all, everything was the same, why isn't it?
Yeah.
Why isn't it roughly being the same where the EQ is? And
like Alec was saying, the original one has that mid scoop, and the KTR doesn't.
No,
not at
it's all. It's got a mid honk.
Absolutely. Like.
And maybe that's why a lot of guys who like myself who use Marshalls tend to really like the Clone too, because the Marshall's almost that sort of sound as
lots
well.
Of mids.
I think it just helps, you know, fatten that area up too, you know.
Like, totally. It's like the opposite of having a Tube Screamer and a Fender guitar, Fender amp.
The Tube Screamer, because you've got the scooped Fender amp.
Yeah.
You've got the mid honky Tube Screamer, and this is the opposite.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It's often.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just, sorry, saying it as well. Jish. The jelly wrestling didn't sort everything out. Okay, now, Alex, let's start with you. Which one did you think, out of all of them, sounded the closest?
Man, it's a tricky question.
Because actually, one thing I found as well, I don't know, and I think we were talking about it while we were doing the videos, it seemed like the lowest output guitar, the Strat.
Yeah.
It seems like you noticed the biggest differences there.
Yep.
It seemed like the Craig played a Les Paul, and which had the highest output pickups out of all of them, and that probably was the guitar where most of the pedals sounded the closest. Whereas the Strat, I found, with the lowest output pickups, you could really notice quite often the difference between them. But which one do you think? Not which one do you like the best, but which one do you think came the closest to the actual Clone?
From memory from today, I think it's probably two. It's the Centura, the Serotone one.
Yeah.
And the Mojo Hand Sacred Cow.
I
think those two came closest for me.
Okay, what did you think, Craig?
Yeah, I'm thinking probably the same, actually. I'm thinking... although the... The Star Wars one, was it the hand?
The hand tone. I mean,
it's, hand tone,
that,
it was
that sounded really good, but it wasn't. It didn't sound the closest to me. Also, I think the Centura, the Sacred Cow, but also the K818. That was very close.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The Green Child. That was very, very close. Those three probably
not so much for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, big rats, man.
So you didn't think the 818 was that close?
Definitely close.
It was pretty close.
Just as much as any of the others.
Well, probably general consensus, probably the Centura and the Sacred Cow were probably the closest.
Yeah, sure.
And it was interesting, the KTR and a lot of people and say about the Soul Food 2 being as close to, but it that was way off as well. The HX
both
one was,
of them were
way
far
off.
They were pretty far, yeah.
Okay.
So
do you agree with that? Like those two?
Probably, those two, yeah.
Hmm.
So they were the closest to the Clone now, but sound-wise, let's say with your guitar, not...
Sure.
Or generally, let's start with your guitar, with the Strat.
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you like the best sound-wise? Like, which one worked for you the best? Including the Clone, like all of them.
Yeah.
Because there were a few where we even said we liked the other pedal better than the Clone.
I'm trying to remember now. Maybe the Mythical or... Can I have three?
Sure. It's hard to remember it all. It literally took us like 2.5 hours to do this stupid shootout. So.
Maybe the Mythical Overdrive, or the Sacred Cow, or the Anna Sands one.
Oh, yeah, the Savage. On the Strat.
Because those ones kind of had this slightly thicker bottom end.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially the Savage did, didn't it, with your Strat, I reckon. That was like... Yeah.
And just to fill out that single coil thing a bit more, punch. Yeah.
Okay, now, with other guitars, because you did mention there were a few ones that you liked really...
Oh, yeah, what was the one I really liked with...
With mine.
Jazzmaster, was that the... Oh, man.
Was it the Oxblood?
It was the Sick Ass, wasn't it?
Was it Sick Ass? Sick Ass sounded good, yeah. That did sound really good.
So you've had that on your board for a while. I did have.
That one, I bought it ages ago, yeah. Yeah. The thing I really liked about the Sick Ass, so the Sick Ass has a diode switch, which we didn't use that much.
Mm.
But, I mean, we did flick it up and down, but I think the down position I like better generally. But the thing I really like about the Sick Ass, a lot of the other pedals have a fat switch. So it's a switch that adds bottom end. But quite often it's almost a bit too much bottom end that it adds.
Sure, yeah.
Now, the Sick Ass, as far as I'm aware, it has the volume gain and treble control, which are the same basically as on the Klon. And then it has a bass control included in it as well. And I think the way the bass control, the knob, where the bass frequencies sit, they sit in a really nice spot, which I think is more the lower mids,
mm-hmm.
not so much the boomy bottom ends. And being able to dial in that fatness, the bottom end, so you can say, you know, with the switch, it's just on or off, and on is sometimes too much. With that, you can go a little bit, you know, you can find the sweet spot. And I think the treble control is voiced really well as well. So it's you can find really nice sounds with it. Whereas some of the other pedals, the treble control is really harsh.
Mm.
Yeah.
It sits in funny frequencies. Like the Pedal Monster one.
Still, I think with the
Very bright.
Sick Ass, there still wasn't quite the sweetness of the original.
No, it didn't have quite it. But again, it's inspired by it. It's not meant to be a clone. And then I think all of us, funnily enough, the last one we did was the Hanton, the Idiot Box effect.
Mm, yeah.
And it probably doesn't sound all that much like the Klon. It's a different type of distortion, but it sounded really, really good.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was definitely one of my favourites.
Especially running on the dirty amp, it really shone.
Going into the dirty amp, yeah. Okay.
So what about with which
Craig,
one do you prefer?
Which one? After the Klon, which one would be your favourite?
After the Klon, I think my favourite...
And regardless of it sounding as close to the Klon as possible, but like generally which one did you like the most?
Maybe the Savage.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe what it did with the bottom end was probably my favourite. Not sounding like a Klon, but I think it emphasised the bottom end really nice. Like it was... I thought that was kind of cool, but then I thought the Oxblood was also really cool.
Mm.
Like it, you know, once again, it dialed in really close as well, but it's got the extra features and.
Well, the Anasound stuff, the Savage, I'm a huge fan of their stuff. Yeah. They make some really, really cool stuff. The Utopia Delay, if you get a chance, go and check out a demo, everyone out there in podcast land. It's a great sounding delay.
I'm wondering if one of these guys are putting like the fat switches and the clips and. The Klon really starts to shine when you actually start to turn your amps up louder than what we sort of like say in a live situation. That's when the Klon really shines, and especially the bottom end, and then it really starts to do its thing then. But that's you're starting to get quite loud.
Yeah,
I wonder if you know that's what these guys are trying to copy as well. The fact that you can sit here in a low volume environment, clip those in, and get the fat sound without having to kill people.
Yeah,
true. Yeah,
because that's one of the things I really probably compared to all of them.
Mm.
The thing with the Klon was it just so even.
Mm.
Like the EQ is so even, it's so balanced. It with none of the guitars, it was never boomy, it was never too bright, it was never too mid honky. It was always wherever you set it, it always was really evenly balanced. Whereas some of the other pedals, the treble gets really harsh, or it's almost not enough treble in some cases.
Kind of the tweak and try and find a sweet spot.
Whereas with the Klon, it was just anywhere was good.
Whatever he's done in there. With the EQing and how he's done that EQing, it's he's obviously done something that we're trying to get after, because everything else you can get to sound harsh, but I think playing with the con and doing it solo myself, it's actually almost impossible to get a bad sound. Right,
so yeah, they all sound
good. Some of these other pedals, we had to start, you had to start tweaking them to get them to be in that range. You know, it's you know, that's probably the beauty of it.
So for me personally, I think the three that I liked the best when we were doing individual shootouts, I still like the best. Which is the Sacred Cow, the Oxblood, and the K818. In saying that, the Idiot Box was surprisingly good. Surprisingly good. The Matthews Effects is a great sounding pedal. The Savages, I mean, they're all really good. Without really saying that they're bad, but they were all good. The only ones to me that the ones that spoke the least to me today in a shootout probably are the Tumnus, the Pedal Monster one, and the Archer. They probably spoke the least to me.
Oh yeah.
Everything else.
Soul Food.
Maybe the Soul Food. Maybe the Soul Food as well. Those four. Let's say those four. They spoke the least to me. Everything else sounded good, but in context with the Klon, it didn't. They didn't sound as good.
I think because the Klon's so full range and nicely balanced, the Archer in comparison alone is very mid rangey and kind of
very honky.
But I think if you stack the Archer in the right setting, it'll kick ass.
Well, it's the same.
I think it's part of the puzzle. I don't think an Archer is a full picture.
Yeah, as it's a standalone thing.
Yeah.
Same, I think, with the Wampler, the Tumnus.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I think on its own, it's just a bit brittle and harsh. But if you run it into something else, it's pretty cool. And I think same with the Pedal Monster. When we did the separate demo for the Pedal Monster.
Yeah.
It was very bright as a standalone drive, but then going into a driven amp, it cuts like crazy.
Yeah,
it
especially with humbuckers.
Especially with humbuckers, yeah.
Cleans it up really nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's definitely interesting. It was interesting doing this.
Okay. I mean, the 818, how, you know, you go buy a pedal and it's got a con cone in it as well as a...
Well, that's the thing.
You know, and it's got another pedal on the other side, the tube screamer.
Tube screamer type or 808.
Maybe you should borrow it because personally I like the tube screamer side better than the
one. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so say all those pedals were there and the word Klon had nothing to do with it, they're just overdrive pedals.
Okay.
And you had to pick one to put on your board.
Me?
Yeah. I just need an overdrive for my pedal board.
Mm.
For a gig.
You know what, the one that probably spoke to me the most from when we did the first demo, and I think it's just a killer sounding pedal in its own right, Oxblood.
Yeah, you do like that, eh?
That... To me, that's just... I mean, it has heaps more gain than the Klon. It did actually surprise... I was a little bit surprised. I thought it would be one that would be one of the ones that sounds more different than the Klon. We dialed it in. It was really close. Mm, it was one of the ones that was really, really, really close.
Pretty flexible with those clipping options.
Very flexible. But I just think it's a... For whatever reason, probably out of all of them, that one and the Sacred Cow... spoke to me the most.
Sure.
I'd roll with that too. I reckon the Oxblood, especially with that clipping that made it sound like a bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
Put a bit of a fuzz tone, especially with the Les Paul. Like, I'm thinking that's cool. You know, that's...
Yet, when it comes to versatility...
Yeah.
...to K818. I mean, it was another one that was really close.
Mm.
It sounds killer, and the Tube Screamer side is killer on it, and then you stack them to both of them. So you have... I mean, we're just being... This is nitpicking, you know. They're really, all of them are really good. And I think the thing that I learned more than anything out of doing this is that I actually really quite like the Klon sound.
Sure.
And that type of pedal.
Yeah.
The fact that, and they were all like it, the dynamics you can get out of it. Even if you set it to relatively high gain, if you pick softly, it's clean. And then you dig in more. You have pick dynamics, the fact that you strum a chord, and there was some, I don't know which one it was, but I strummed a, was that the Klon? I strummed a major ninth chord, and you could hear every note with quite a lot of gain.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you can play more than fifth chords, and it actually, you can hear the definition in all the notes. And that's pretty much all of them.
Well, that's why a lot of people go for the Klon, is the fact that it can do exactly that. You hear, it doesn't change the actual guitar sound. And
no.
You, a lot of people say, how can it not do that? But it doesn't. It just adds. It doesn't.
And in saying all that, the actual Klon Centaur did it the best, I think, hands down, out of all of them.
There is a reason there's all the...
It has something. Going through, you know, with the Shootard, going through all of them, every time we turned the Klon on, because we usually, you've got to go and watch the video, people out there, but what we always did is we had the Klon and another pedal, and we always turned the Klon, we had clean sound first, and we turned the Klon on, and every time we turned the Klon on, I just kind of went, that's good, doesn't it?
Someone smiled.
Every single time.
Someone smiled, yeah.
I think I wiped it on
16 times.
On Alex's guitar, especially with the Strat, you know, we're hanging shit on about how the low pickups, but, you know, every time, especially with the neck, and it just that awesome sound, you know, like it.
Well, that's another thing. Neck pickups, I think they sound, all of them, again, really good at neck pickups. Mm. They're just good pedals. They're all, I mean, really, none of them I can really majorly fault.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you have ones like the Soul Food that it was kind of lacking a bit of body, but I mean, it's probably the cheapest out of all of them.
Mm. By far, too.
By far the cheapest. And I mean, when it came out, especially, that was before any of most of the other sort of clones came out.
Yep.
And for what it is, it sounds really, really good. I mean, because that's the other thing. When you have them all sit next to each other, you can hear the difference. But if you just have the Soul Food on your board and you go to a gig.
Yeah.
In the audience, I don't think anyone would notice a difference.
I don't know if we actually talked about this, but I thought about it, and so back in the 90s.
Oh, and the 19 diggities.
When we first got our first pedals in high school or whatever, you know, there was like I got a DS1, which was terrible. But now...
How sought after is the DS1?
Yeah.
You know, like...
Especially the old ones, yeah.
But, like, that was the affordable pedal. Now the affordable pedals are actually quite kick-ass.
Mm.
So
If you're in high school now, there's, like, the mini TC Electronics stuff.
Yeah.
There's all the TC Electronics range that they did with Behringer.
The cheaper ones, which are, like, you know, $100 or whatever now.
Which are really quite good.
Yeah.
Things like Soul Food.
And then...
Put together $300, you got to...
The
Henton Idiot Box, that's, I think it's in Australia, it retails at like $149 or something.
Yeah, wow,
that's unreal.
They just did a Black Friday thing, everything $99 at US, the Idiot Box stuff.
I think it goes to show too, some of the componentry must be in them too, obviously shows, you know, it's true, sometimes you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously hearing some of the other pedal sounds a little bit nasty or whatever, obviously the bits going in them, they're just standard bits you can buy out of a catalogue, and, you know.
The interesting thing would be, because, I mean, that Klon is, what, 25 years old?
Yeah. Yeah.
To hear all those pedals in 25 years, and which ones survived and which ones didn't. And also whether a lot of that sweetness has something to do with it being that old.
Mm.
You know, did some of the, you know, the pots, I mean, pots make play a big role in the sound.
Yeah.
Different capacitors can dry.
Capacitors
out.
Did that, you know?
Yep. So.
Did something change over time to make it that much sweeter? And you know, if you would have a brand new one, would it sound different? That'd be actually quite interesting.
Mm.
You know, to get Bill Finnegan to make you a brand new one.
And I think
Bill, if you're listening, can we have a brand new one for a shit?
I'm thinking off the top of my head that I think one of the main IN34B, one of the little resistors or whatever they use in the Klon, you know, is like a germanium based. Transistor, I know they're like a valve too, they have a bias, you know, when they set the transistor, and you know, I'm wondering when they wear in there like a good old valve amp, do they wear in, and you know,
you don't know. And I mean, and the other thing is also that from what you hear is no two clones sound the same.
Yes,
because it was all handmade, hand point to point.
Well, when we pulled the back off today off mine, and then we put your
the Serotone
on there, you know, like it was
which is on Facebook Live if you want to.
Which
watch
is
that.
A pretty good copy of what goes on in there, but you can still see the difference, can't you, in the componentry and.
But I mean, some of them you probably can't get anymore.
No.
Some of those components, that's the whole thing.
And even quality control of the components themselves.
Yeah. You know, where they're being made.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Also, Bill Finnegan was saying that the KTRs. Identical to a point, you know, like as in,
and it definitely wasn't. That sounded very, very different.
Because when you said, hey, we're going to do this shootout, and you said you got the KDR, I thought, oh, that's cool, you know, I'll get to see its you know, it's brother type thing and hear it. And that was probably one of my, not to bag it out, was probably one of my biggest letdowns, was like, oh geez, I thought that would have been a bit more impressive.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So, oh yeah, so out of all of them, Alex, which one would you go for?
Oh, tricky. That's not my answer.
Tricky. Wasn't he like a electronic music artist back in the 90s, Tricky?
Yeah, it's a bit of a reach, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah, something like that.
Artist is a strong word.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sorry, Tricky, if you're listening.
No, I'm not. Maybe the Sacred Cow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I know there's a few ones that really shone, didn't they?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Look, and the Oxblood being a Keeley pedal, you know that guy's just switched on. You know that, you know, he's not just a dude just making pedals for money, or, you know, he's been in the industry for so long and so many people send him stuff and he's been the major tweaker for years. You know, he originally sent pedals to him to mod for you or change, you know, when he was alone in his shed. So, you know, that Oxblood really stood out, the quality of the sound.
It to me, I think out of all of them was probably the one that I connected with the most, that and the Sacred Cow. I think they're quite similar, the Sacred Cow and the Oxblood.
Yeah.
They do have similarities.
It's funny, we playing the Sacred Cow and then we had to go out and buy burgers. Like, I wonder if there's something, you know, something there.
Yeah, could be.
Maybe.
I wonder if
because it does show the cut of meats, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
It shows the cut of meats on that.
Yeah. I wonder which one I ate.
Yeah.
If we play the Phoenix... Do you have to go bird shooting?
With fire.
Fire.
Shoot birds with fire. And do we have to kill architects if we...
if we want to.
Or the archer. Or Janine Archer's pedal, if we have to go out and start bow and arrowing everything.
And those K818s, I hate them.
Yeah, the jerks.
I don't know. And those Hantons. I don't know, you know, those Hantons. The Phoenix was interesting because that on its own is such a nice sounding pedal.
Mm.
But yeah, it was quite different again.
Which one's the Phoenix?
The Phoenix is the one above the Serotone, the Black
Hole. Oh, yeah, that was cool.
It's a good sounding pedal. Yeah, I mean, they all have their own thing.
I think so.
But in the end, the Klon just has... It does have that magic to it.
It does. Yeah, it definitely... Yeah.
Well, anything else anyone want to say?
I liked saying every manufacturer's different knobs and switches and, you know, the different choices in materials and some of the and the finishes.
Especially the smaller ones, how more personality goes into each build, rather than just like a boss wedge.
You can tell a lot of them, looking at them now, a lot of them do use the similar sort of knobs but in different sizes.
Well, the Phoenix sounded nice, but that looks like it's just been down to the local powder coating place and done a hammer tone on it. You know what I mean? Then you look at the man of work that's gone into the Savage, and guys, check out their video, because the light on that,
the Anasound stuff, and they do custom stuff now too. So you can send them what artwork you want on it.
And images.
I mean, they're laser.
They laser etch it in there.
And to us guitarists, like, the pedals are our. You know, we got such a big love of the pedals, and if they do something cool, like a little feature, like that pedal that you're saying is worth about $8,000 or whatever, that fuzz that's...
Oh, yeah, that's just some reverb I saw, that there was a, whatever, like a colour sound fuzz or something like that, that sold for like $8,000 or something like that on reverb, ridiculous amounts. Some people have more money than cents, but that's a different story.
More dollars
than cents.
But I mean, today, why? You know, if you're thinking about, oh, I've got the cash to go buy a Klon just because I've got the cash, and then you have a listen to some of these pedals, there is some out there that you'd go, oh, what, say maybe $300 or $400 compared to not much change out of $2,000, like,
yeah, if that. Like,
well, I think cheaper out of the cheaper ones, the Idiot Box.
Because
I think it is a fair bit cheaper than all the others.
Mm.
That, to me, was just, for the price, you're getting a killer pedal. Killer pedal.
Full shell.
I mean, the Serotone, it looks the part. It did sound very close. But, I mean, that's the... Actually, another one that's sort of almost a little bit overlooked, I feel, the Mythical Overdrive. the Rimrock. Yeah. That was a good. That sounded very close too.
That was pretty.
Yeah. I mean, they all are. And yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to. You know, there's lots of other manufacturers. We've had some people message us with different manufacturers, and we tried to get in touch with some, and then we, you know, the guys from Ryra Effect, which that's meant to be a really good one.
Yeah.
They probably, because they sent one to Pete Thorne and he did a demo, and now everyone wanted to buy it because it sounded really good. Thanks, Pete Thorne.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pete Thorne. They couldn't send one to us because they were so backordered. They were so hammered with, which is great that they get to.
Yeah,
make maybe appreciate. Maybe they're trying to get that one back from Pete, but he can't find it wherever he put it. You know, like,
that's just harsh.
That's actually a visual joke too.
A visual joke. Yeah, yeah. You got to put your special sunglasses on if you want to see that.
I love your stuff. It's great.
And what was the other one?
That's what you think when you watch some of his videos. Hey, do you know where the camera is, dude? Like,
poor guy. Don't listen to that guy. Don't listen to Craig. And what was the other one? Architects. I did try to contact them, but they never got back to me. And it would have been interesting, J Rocket make the new one, the Archer something or other. I don't know what it's called, but it has a 6-band EQ on it, slight EQ thing. That would have been interesting, but they never got back to me.
And the new Wampler
Thomas Deluxe. Yeah. That would have been interesting to see
so
as well.
So there's always going to be a few exceptions that we just can't get our hands on.
But yeah, big thank you to everyone who sent us these pedals. Again, in no particular order, you know, Nick at Seriotone, Mason at Greenchild, the guys at Peerless Music here. What was it? Oh, God, I'm so hopeless with names. Peg and Steven?
Sure.
I think it was Peg and Steven. Sorry if I got the names wrong, but at Peerless Music here in Australia, they sent us to Idiot Box and the Pedal Monsters. Thanks to the guys at Keeley for the Oxblood, the guys at Wampler for the Tumnus, Rick Matthews at Matthews Effects for the Architect, and I believe he just went through major surgery, so I hope he's all good. Hope you're well, mate. Big thanks to Alex at Anna Sounds, John at Bondi Effects. God, I'm so hopeless. What's his name? Sorry, at Maniac Music Factory, and is it that's Thomas. God, I'm hopeless. for the Sacred Cow, and also, oh, what's the guy's name now? Cusack. Mojo Hand Effects and Cusack. Anyway.
John
Cusack and the guys at Mojo Hand. Whatever his name. Sorry, I forgot your name, but for sending us out the Sacred Cow. That definitely was one of the better pedals. Big thanks to Craig.
No, all right. My pleasure, guys. Thank you for letting me come and hang out with you for the afternoon and, well, and morning. And
into the night and
great.
Next morning now.
It was great.
It's been a long day doing this and a long... When did we start doing this? Like 6 months ago, 7 months ago?
Yeah.
But I imagine the people that are listening to this are like us, you know, you love doing this sort of stuff and hearing what we've done today is, you know, may make a decision for someone or...
Well, I mean, the idea was to do the most comprehensive clone shootout and comparison there is on the internet. I think it probably is the most amount in one video.
Well, when I come across some, and you see these guys playing their clones, and when you own one and use it, you know, every other day, and you see the way they do it, you just think, man, that's how can you demonstrate that sort of pedal like that? It's not designed to do that, and the way you guys have done it and today is brilliant, you know.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for helping out, and thanks for doing all that stuff, and so thanks to everyone involved. Big thank you to everyone who watched and listens to this. Without you guys, we couldn't do any of this stuff, so big thank you very much.
Yeah.
All the manufacturers mentioned before, thank you to Alex for letting us use your studio here.
Good.
Big thank you to Ben Nibb as well. Ben came in and spent many, many hours. He's a sax player. He doesn't care about guitar. Sax player and videographer. Is that what you call it? Videographer?
I believe so, yes.
He spent many, many hours sitting here looking at cameras and lights, making sure everything was going all right, listening to us talk about pedals that probably all sounded exactly the same to him. So big thank you to Ben Nibb for coming and helping us with the video today. Very, very much appreciated. Yeah, and like I said before, make sure to subscribe. Check out the YouTube channel. Check out Facebook and Instagram. It's, if you type in super fun, awesome, it's three words, but no spaces, you're bound to find us. I know there's the super fun, there's a super fun, awesome source.
There is, yes.
And there's a super fun, awesome club too.
Which is neither of us.
What's neither of us? With a super fun, awesome, happy time pedal show.
There's a very bad farm porn one out there, super fun too. You don't want to go near it. If the goat comes up straight away, you've got the wrong one.
He knows all about that sort of stuff. So
I did my research. Before I come around today, and I was a bit shocked at first.
lengthy research.
Yeah. Lengthy research. Was it? Yeah, it ended up being all night long. Yeah. But you know, that's a different story. That's for the other podcast. So and I think that's all we need to say. I'm tired.
You know what?
I want to go to bed.
This might be the last one for the year.
Except for the pedal of the year one that we've done before this, that will be out after this.
Oh, is that coming out after this?
Yeah.
Well, this is absolutely the last one after the, before the last one.
Yes, this is at least possibly the second last one of the year, possibly. Yeah. So, yes, I hope everyone's having a good Christmas or whatever festivities you choose to partake in.
Mm.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Taking in food and sleeping.
So thank you for everyone's support in 2017. Hope to see you all, and hope you listen to us. And anyway, you know what I mean, in 2018. Thank you very much. And I think that's it. Is that it?
I think so.
Right. Roll the credits. And that's the credits rolling. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.